Welcome to the Men on Purpose podcast, featuring dynamic conversations with emerging and established visionary men on purpose. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate the men on purpose who are committed, creative, courageous change makers all around the world. Now, here's the host of Men on Purpose, Emerald Greenforest.
And welcome to another episode of the Men on Purpose podcast, where we celebrate men on purpose and provide our listeners with wisdom and immediately actionable steps to be more purposeful, powerful, and positive in their leadership and their impact. This is your host, Emerald Greenforest, and I am here today with our very special guest, Vince Kramer. Vince is an airline pilot, military veteran, transformational trainer and mentor, and clear, conscious channel. Vince brings a unique experience to the world of self-improvement and purpose-driven growth. His past experience in a stereotypically macho field brings a more integrated perspective to the softer field of personal growth that is not often seen. As a speaker, trainer, best-selling author of Mastering the Art of Success with Jack Canfield, and coach, Vince's distinct combination of experience, education, and research helps him develop powerful talks, workshops, and online training in finding happiness and success by living life by design. The co-founder of Imagine Miracles, he passionately believes that everyone is unique and the creator of their own life. It's his desire to inspire and empower men, women, organizations, and families to find success and happiness by designing and creating a life fueled by their desires. I am so excited to have you here today, Vince. Welcome to the Men on Purpose podcast.
Thank you so much, Emerald. It's great to be here with you. It took me about 3 or 4 months after I scheduled to get here, so I'm super excited. It was kind of like waiting for Christmas.
Yay! Well, I'm so glad that you felt that way. Thank you so much for scheduling and for showing up to serve our amazing men around the world. So I want to start today, Vince, by talking to you about how you got called. Like, tell us about the calling to become a clear, conscious channel. And before we go into the calling, maybe you can talk a little bit, or maybe after you talk about the calling, you can talk a little bit more specifically about what in your mind, a clear conscious channel is. So take that either way you'd like to do it.
Okay, so it's a pretty long story. So if I get wandering away, just kind of pull me back.
I'll rein you in.
All right. But I will tell you that my calling in general really started back when I was a child. And I don't remember this specifically, but it was shared with me by many different people. I wanted people to love themselves and love each other. And that's what I told everybody when I was 5 years old walking around. And of course, I learned to be a real man from all the examples and all the rules that were given to me by my grandfather and my father.
We put that in quotes, real man.
Real man, yes, in quotes, yeah. For sure. And I did a really good job of it. I was very successful at everything that I've done. I did live in a very macho world, college football. I'm still an airline pilot. I was a military pilot, a military officer. But I had 3 big wake-up calls in my life, and I'll just name them off and check them off real quick. The first was 9/11. I lost a good friend then. I actually flew the flight that crashed in Pennsylvania 1 week prior. So if it would have been 9/4, it would have been me probably in that hole in Pennsylvania, unfortunately. And then United declared bankruptcy. I fly for United Airlines still. I'm a major airline pilot. They declared bankruptcy in 2003, and I lost a huge pension, a lot of stock, took a 60% pay cut. And all the rules of if you do a good job, you work hard, you do everything that you're supposed to do, it's all going to work out, went out the window with a stroke of a pen and declaring bankruptcy. But of course, I learned how to be a man really well, picked myself up, brushed myself off, bought a couple businesses, actually Auntie Anne's pretzel stores, to help with the retirement that we lost. I mean, that was the whole thing. It was my job to provide that retirement for the family. Unfortunately, about 3 years into it, I came home from work one day and my wife was just crying hysterically. And it took me a while just to calm her down. But when I calmed her down, she told me she wasn't happy and didn't want to be married anymore. I had been working 95 hours at United a week at United and in the pretzel stores, and she found someone else. So it was a huge slap in my face. And that's where I actually met Jen Canfield. I went out to find out what was missing in my life, and I figured out it was me. The interesting thing through all of it was that I'll tell you that my ex-wife really kept me safe and loved. And it took me a while to figure that out, Emerald. But really what I noticed was, as I started to find me more, I was challenged by a lot of things that people were saying. I grew up a Catholic boy, 12 years of school. I just, you know, like I said, I followed all the rules, and including the rules of the church. But about 10 years before the divorce, my wife and I had met a couple, and there was some weird energetic connection between me and the lady in that couple. The interesting thing was, when my wife and I were getting a divorce, her and her husband were getting a divorce at the exact same time, and we hadn't seen each other for years. But a good friend of mine suggested that I call her up and ask her what she was going through, so maybe I could understand what my ex was going through. And we became drinking buddies for 18 months, and she talked to me about spirituality and the vibration of crystals. And I actually told her one day, "You're just too spiritual for me. This isn't going to work." But I had an opportunity to go to a very interesting 5-day workshop where all we did was answer the question, "Who am I?" And during that, the doors opened for me. I actually had that energetic shake. And when I came home, she shared some information with me, and she talked about a channel. And it was like, okay, well, sign me up. You know, it's after the divorce, I said, you know what? Whatever comes my way, I'm going to try it. And if it works for me, cool. If it doesn't work for me, I'll just throw it out the window. So when she suggested this channel, I was all on board. And it was very interesting, because she took me down to this lady's house, and we actually had my first channeling was a 2-hour channeling. And Archangel Michael came in, and Archangel Raphael, and Ra, the sun god, and a female energy that wouldn't introduce herself at the time. But the interesting thing was, I was able to justify and blow everything off that was being said through Archangel Michael, who was the first one she channeled. And the way her posture changed, the way her voice changed and everything, I was able to just write it off and, oh, well, Mary did this or Mary did that type of thing. But when Archangel Raphael came in, he said that, "I'm here to open your heart, young man, and I'm going to do it with red-haired, blue-eyed people." Well, you know, there's several red-haired, blue-eyed people that came into my life recently. But he said, I want to show you just how important this is to me. Do you remember walking through Walmart the other day, and a little boy stood up in his stroller and was watching you walk by and almost fell out? He was red-haired and blue-eyed. And it was, you know, it was like, holy crap. You know, nobody knew that but the mom, the little boy, and me. And it was like, okay, you've got to start paying attention to this. There's more to it than you're willing to give it credit. But what they told me through all of that was that I had a message to bring to the world, and they were going to help me share it. Yeah. So over the next couple years, they said, "You're going to be getting information at night. When you look up, if you, with your eyes closed, see a color, you'll know which one of us is talking to you." Well, that was really hard for me to digest, but it happened every night, almost for 2 years. And finally, Mary and I finally got married. We decided that there was no doubt we were supposed to be together, so let's get started on our path and our journey together. And after about 5 years, she said to me, "Why don't you try letting that information come through so other people can get it?" And it was really, really tough for me, but I started to do it. I coughed and hacked when the energies came in. When I first got started, it was just way too much for me energy wise. But I channeled for Mary, I channeled for some family friends. And then a friend of ours, Andrea J. Lee, just recently during a mastermind that we were in with her, said, it's time to bring your authenticity to the world. It's time to stop hiding who you are. And I'm just sitting there like, okay, well, I'm giving most of my authenticity. And all of a sudden I hear the voice, you need to start channeling. So I told her, I'm a channel, and it just launched back in July. So we've done Zooms for 33 people on one Zoom, and we're just coming out into the world, like I shared earlier.
Beautiful. Well, beautiful. Thank you so much for saying yes.
Yes, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much for saying yes. So I want to just talk briefly about the courage that it took you to say yes. We got to be about a minute before we go to the break. So if you could talk a little bit about that moment where you just said yes, and kind of what was going on internally that allowed you to have that courage.
You bet. Well, the first thing that brings out the courage, we've got a company called Imagine Miracles, and it's really teaching people how to find their answers to get to their unique purpose. And part of that is you need to bring all your gifts and talents. You need to understand your gifts and talents in your process to bring it to the world so you can live your mission. And for the last 10 years, everything that I want to teach and have been teaching and been sharing with the world, I've gone through all the processes myself. And I had to look myself in the mirror and say, okay, you're telling everybody else they need to be authentic. You're telling everybody else they need to share their gifts. So you need to do it. So there was no decision in it, but the fear of, you know, a college football player, a military pilot, you know, I've been to war. I still fly as a major airline pilot. I wanted to bring to spirituality the man. Quotes will quote again, the real man, yeah, to show that, you know, it's not a woo-woo world. It's not just a world for females. It's what's out there and what's really going on, and we need to learn it. And then it was like, okay, you want to be that real man for them. So they've got an example, and now you're going to tell them that energies come through you and talk to other people. You know, you might lose a little credibility there, and that's where the fear came in for me, and that's where it took really a lot of courage to say, you know, this is who I am, and if I can't stand up there and be me, then I shouldn't stand up there and tell anybody else to try to be themselves either.
Oh, good. So good. All right, we got to take a quick break. I love what we're doing here today, Vince. Really powerful, and so grateful that you're here. I want to thank all of our listeners who are downloading, rating, and reviewing. And we've already had thousands of downloads from all over the world. And we're going to have lots more downloads, I'm sure, after this episode goes out. Both the literal podcast downloads as well as the spiritual downloads that are coming in and through the Men on Purpose who are listening around the world. I want to shout out this week to our listeners in South Africa. So thank you so much for tuning in. And we'll be right back with Conscious Channel Vince Kramer in just a moment.
The Men on Purpose podcast is brought to you by the Creative Age Consulting Group. Men, are you ready to take the leap and go deep to discover the most meaningful mark you can make with your life? Is now the time to consciously craft the legacy life you want to lead? Are you already a legendary leader looking for your big what's next? Creative Age Consulting Group is hired to help men just like you to gain clarity, create consciously, and commit courageously. Please visit timetomakeyourmark.com to apply for an invitation-only consultation. Be sure to apply for a consultation today if you have been inspired to receive support in serving your purpose and making your most meaningful mark. Once again, that's timetomakeyourmark.com, or click on the link in the show notes for access to the application.
And we are back. So before we went to the break, we were talking about how to reconcile this manly man with conscious channeling and the courage that it took Vince to say yes to his own purpose and his own destiny. And one of the things I heard in all of that was that a coach was part of that process for you, Vince. So I want to talk a little bit about coaching and how coaching has supported you. And also, if you want to talk a little bit about the kind of work that you are offering to people, now would be a great time for you to talk about that. But primarily, I want to hear like about the value of coaching for you, where you go for support and guidance and mentorship, not just the coaching from the upstairs team, but also this world.
You bet. I've had some amazing coaches available to me. And one of the most important things that I want to share with the audience is don't hesitate to invest in yourself. The biggest thing that you can invest in is you. And if you won't invest in yourself, you really can't expect anybody else to. So I've invested both in mentors and coaches. And I really think that you need both. If you have a good coach, the answers all come from you. And I've had a couple of the best, but Andrea that I mentioned earlier, just an amazing coach in what she's doing in the world. And in finding your own answers, it empowers you so much more than just getting the answers from a coach who believes that mentorship is part of coaching. So that's the first big thing I want to share, or actually the second. Invest in yourself and find a coach who knows how to coach to get the answers out of you and put you into the place where, as you said earlier, the pond ripples out, but you understand that each one of those ripples, you're the one that magnifies them. And that's so powerful. And don't hesitate to look for coaches in places that you might not expect or outside of what you would consider your realm, because once you start looking at life from a different way, it opens up so many doors.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I like to do in my coaching. I like to bring the ability for people to find the empowerment that's waiting inside of them and to really release them and open them up. Notice what essence they're putting out into the world and how to see how that affects people, because in that effect is really when you can to delve into your gifts and talents. And we use our Your Unique Purpose formula that I'm going to offer everyone in just a little while, but we use that to help people find the answers to the big five questions. Where am I right now? Because you have to know where you're starting. Who am I? What do I have to offer? Why am I here? And how do I live on purpose now that I know? And once you get an understanding on how you can find your own answers and where to listen for those answers, then a coach becomes someone who is walking beside you to help you along your path instead of kind of pulling you along from the front or pushing from the back. And that's what we work really hard for, Mary and I, to get people into that place. So now we're not guiding them along their path. We're walking with them along their path so they can find who they are and what they're bringing to the world.
Yeah, beautiful. I really appreciate all those distinctions. Those are really important distinctions between coaching and mentorship and then the coach mentor. So one of the things I do, I've never called myself a coach. I've always called myself a mentor because my body of work was a lot of channeling and healing and those sorts of things. And the coaching piece is part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so thank you for that clarity. So I do want to let people know where they can find out more about you. You can go to imaginemiracles.com/emerald, and you spell emerald with a small e. That's imaginemiracles with an S at the end, .com/emerald. And there you will receive the Your Unique Purpose Formula, what was it, a PDF or a...
It's a PDF download, and there'll be some other offers available to you if you download that PDF. And then we're also going to offer a Your Life Your Way Breakthrough Session. And you have to qualify for the session. So if you're interested, there'll be a link there. Hit the link. You'll get a landing page that will come your way. Ask you some questions just to qualify you to see if you're in the place right now to start on the journey. And if you're in that right place, what we'll do during the Your Life, Your Way Breakthrough Session is we'll find the number one obstacle that's in your way right now, and then we'll find the best solution in this moment, in this now, to walk beyond that and put you further down your path.
Beautiful. So I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here, Vince. I don't know whether you're going to be willing to do this or not. I don't know whether you normally channel specifically for a single person or if you have also opened your channel to make delivery of messages to groups of people. But if you're open and you're willing and you have a message for the group of Men on Purpose listeners around the world, we would love to open the space for you to bring something through right now if you're open to doing that.
To bring the roundtable through, and that's who they call themselves because they're all equals to us, it takes a little bit of time, but I can give you some advice through them. I spend a lot of time with them. One of the most important things is to realize that this world is made up of only one energy. And that one energy means that everything that's happening in the world affects each and every one of us. And we made a choice, we made a decision on when to come into this world, right down to the exact second, who to come to, what experiences to have, so we could develop our own special gifts and talents in a way that others can share theirs. And that's what Imagine Miracles is all about. Imagining is thought and feeling, and that's how we create in this universe. And miracles are sharing the gifts and talents that you have in a loving way so others can share theirs. And I will tell you, if you go to imaginemiracles.com, it's very easy to find an opportunity to listen to a channeling from the roundtable. It's one of the most loving groups of energy that I've ever experienced come through. But they're there for you, and they're in your face, and they're in your corner to help you find your gifts, to help you find your divine intent on this earth.
Beautiful. Thank you. Perfect.
You're welcome.
That was perfect. Perfectly perfect. All right. So I want to ask you another question about creation. Part of your journey has been also creating an opportunity for people to receive the gifts that you have. So I'd love to hear if you have any kind of guidance or advice for anybody who is listening who may be having their own spiritual awakening and maybe in that place of, oh my God, I'm a pilot. How now all of a sudden I'm a conscious channel, or like I was a real estate developer and then all of a sudden I was a conscious channel. So it can be a little disconcerting, to say the least, and discombobulating when you are having that awakening process. I'd love to have you talk a little bit about how you now channeled some of your energy into creating ways to deliver those gifts.
Okay. I think I understand your question. If I'm going in the wrong direction, just grab a hold of me. One of the things that I learned was all these stories, all these books, all these experts telling you that you need to get rid of your ego is really disheartening for me, because the most powerful thing that you have as a 3D human being is your ego to be able to create your life. Without your ego, you cannot create. So what I would really like to see, and what I help people do and share with them, is let's learn about your ego. Let's find out where it came from. Let's become friends with it, because it is an entity just like you. And becoming friends with and working as a partner with your ego really opens up the world to so much. And I think that's the number one thing. And it's really difficult to get to know each one of those sub-personalities. Mary and I have done lots of extra work using active imagination and voice dialogue. I mean, we do the work on a weekly basis that we share with everyone else. And I think that's the biggest thing to understand. And then I'm a huge quantum physics guy. So, you know, we create our own reality and we are the observers of our life, and learning how to be the observer and learning how to master your mind. So your thoughts are your thoughts, the ones that take you in the direction of your intent, is so big.
Oh, I love that you use the word intent when you were talking about creation. So perfect. Well, thank you, Vince. It's already the end. I cannot believe how quickly these things go. I do want to remind our listeners that you can find out more about Vince at imaginemiracles.com/emerald, and that's emerald with a small e. Thank you again, Vince, for being with us and for sharing your beautiful, loving, kind, and strong masculine energy with the men on purpose around the world. And listeners, we love feedback. So please let us know what you thought of today's show, or send in your own questions or guest suggestions to listeners at menonpurposepodcast.com. We might even give you a shout out on the show. Thanks for tuning in. Keep your ears open. And remember, you are magnificent men.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to review and rate Men on Purpose on iTunes and share with other men who can benefit from today's episode. Men on Purpose is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leader who has made his money and knows that now is the time to make his mark. We welcome your feedback and guest suggestions and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of each new episode at menonpurposepodcast.com.